I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Bishop Eugenio Liraru Garcia of Matamoros, Mexico, has expressed concern over two church explosions in twice as many days. In a statement, the bishop said that initially they had thought it was an isolated incident, but that now the community is more fearful of its security. On March 1st, an explosion happened at Our Lady of Refuge Cathedral, and then on March 4th, a homemade bomb was detonated during Mass at St. Anthony of Padua Parish. In both cases, no injuries or damage to the churches was reported. No one has claimed responsibility for the attacks, and at the moment, authorities have no suspects. And the next story is, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has stated that he is willing to speak with the United States on nuclear disarmament and put a hold on nuclear and missile testing during those talks. Kim Jong-un has also said he will meet with South Korea's president in April. In the past, North Korea has been firm in its refusal to negotiate its nuclear program, and some have speculated that its change in stance may be over its desire to lessen sanctions that have suffocated its economy, or as a way to give the country more time to develop nuclear weapons that could reach the United States. However, it was reported that North Korea told South Korean envoys that if military threats against the country were taken away and they were given credible security assurance, they would not need to keep their nuclear weapons. And the next story is, a Russian military cargo plane crashed as it was descending to land on a Syrian airbase. All 39 people on board, who were all Russian servicemen, were killed. Russia's military stated the plane was only 1,600 feet from the runway when it crashed, and that the cause was a technical error and not because it was shot down. Investigators will conduct an investigation into the crash, and Russian President Vladimir Putin offered his condolences to the families of the victims. And the next story is, during his homily today, Pope Francis said that while it may be hard to do so, Christians have to let go of resentments they have and forgive the people that have wronged them. Doing so will allow them to experience God's forgiveness. The Pope said that, quote, accusing ourselves is the first step toward forgiveness, and that God, quote, welcomes a contrite heart when Christian men and women admit to their faults.